It's the Killers here on Time Travel, playing a lot of the singles from 2006 up until now. Next one's Joel the Lump of Coal with Jimmy Kimmel in the background.
At Santa's place, up in the old North Pole, there lived a lump of anthracite whose parents called him Joel. Joel, Joel the Lump of Coal, happy as a lump can be. He just wants to keep Santa warm, make the elves cozy. But Santa Claus had other plans for Joel one fateful day. Joel, you're just the lump I need, come join me on my sleigh. Joel, Joel the lump of coal, your heart leapt up with joy. I'll soon be Santa's present too, a lucky girl or boy. We'll laugh and play together, we'll hold each other tight, snuggle under clean white sheets when we go to sleep at night. Then Santa's elves all after Joel, you're in for a surprise. You're not a special Christmas gift, you're just a booby prize. What kid would ever want you? You're filthy as can be. And now you have to go and one who's been naughty. But I may keep poor Joel crying in electricity. You pollute the air with CO2 and mercury. Joel, Joel the lump of coal fell down upon his knees. I don't want to live with a naughty kid, don't make me Santa please. But Santa laughed his jolly laugh.
Oh, oh, you stupid lump, you're just the thing to teach this brat that Santa ain't no chump.
So off they flew, and before he knew, Joel was in a sack. He cried and yelled to Santa Claus, why don't we just go back? And then came Christmas morning, and much to Joel's surprise, he saw a boy with the saddest face, and tears were in his eyes. He picked Joel up and held him, said, you can be my friend. I would have liked some presents, but you're what Santa chose to send. It's true, I've been a naughty boy, and maybe that's a sin. This is how Santa treats the kids, I'm just glad that I'm not him. Got sent to you. 'Cause when a person hurts inside, it turns him hard and cruel. But I know how to make your pain into a precious jewel. So take me in your hand, young man, and squeeze with all your might. Let's turn your pain and anger into something that shines bright. And Joel, Joel, the lump of coal, gave his life away. But one good naughty little boy held a diamond on Christmas Day.
Anyone 5 WMFO Medford.
Getting tired of all this running around. I think I'm going down. Oh yeah. Don't you think it's time? Maybe we could talk a while.
And we know it wasn't easy.
You've been after me a long while, a pathological display. Now take a moment to imagine my dismay. When I heard you had a heart change, I was skeptical at first. Till you seen it for yourself, I guess you just expect the worst.
WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. We'll play almost all of those. I'm going to save the last Killers song because it's kind of lousy. I think it's basically his. It's basically like his history teacher singing "I'll Be Home for Christmas." I'm like, what is this? Anyway, I like to end it on that one. Dirt Sledding, kick-ass Killers song. So they did songs from 2006 up until last year, 2016. So I played all of them up until 2015. If you want to find that other one, go out and find it. I got some requests to play. This next one is Solomon Burke, Presents for Christmas, as we start hour four here on Time Travel. A very special time travel today, Christmas Eve with Chris Earle. This goes out by request to my friend Bob.
Oh, this is going to be a groove for me. It's going to be a little something different, but we're going to give it to him anyway. Are you ready? Come on. Ha! We want to give out a present to everybody this Christmas. All around the world, for every man, woman, boy, and girl. Are you ready right now? Come on, here we go. Oh, I like it like that. Come on, that's it. All right, come on. Oh, Christmas presents around the world. Something mighty sweet to see. If only if I just had a present for everyone under one great big Christmas tree. Every boy that wants a brand new toy, for every Johnny that wants a car, for every Junior that wants a mobile bike, rides and rides and rides. Now my little daughter, she wants a dollar cry. somebody home just to live, have in their arms. What a Christmas present, this Christmas. Oh, what a gift you could be. You know, if I could just give out Christmas presents to everyone under one great big Christmas tree. You know, I'm even fat enough to be the world's biggest Santa Claus. And everybody could just stand around and just say, ooh, is that for me? Come on, a Christmas present for everybody this year. And we want to give it to them. Are you ready? Come on, everybody. Come on, one more time together. Merry Christmas, baby. A present for you. Christmas directly from me. For all the disc jockeys around the world, Merry Christmas. All the policemen and all the pretty girls. For a great big Christmas, maybe one, two, or three toys. But sadly enough, believe me as it seems, they won't get these things, we know. But the best that we can do is wish a Merry Christmas to you, and hope next year things will have a lot of joy. Christmas presents for everyone. What a gift.
Christmas.
WMFO. We got a couple more funky ones by request. That was Stone Soul Christmas by Binky Grip Tight. Next one's Funky Funky Christmas by the Electric Jungle here on Time Travel. Merry Christmas.
To stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars to in lawyer's fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Good King Wenceslas last looked out on the feast of Stephen, as the slow ray round about, deep and crispy, brightly showed the boot last night on the musty cruel. Henry Hall and David Lloyd, Betty Grable too.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gear year for us, and it's all due to you. When we made our first record on Parlophone towards the end of 1962, we hoped everybody would like what we'd already been our type of music for several years already. but we had no idea of all the gear things in store for us. It all happened, really, when Please Please Me became a number one hit, and after that, well, caught a blimey's heather no. Our biggest thrill of the year, well, I suppose it must have been topping the bill at the London Palladium, and then, only a couple of days later, being invited to take part in the Royal Variety Show. This time last year, we were all dead chuffed because Love Me Do got into the top 20, and we can't believe, really, that so many things have happened in between already. Just before I pass you over to Paul, I'd like to say thank you to all the Beatle people who have written to me during the year, and everyone who sent me gifts and cards for my birthday, which I'm trying to forget, in October. I'd love to reply personally to everyone, but I just haven't enough pens. In the meantime, Gary Crimble to you, Gary Mimble to you, Getty Babel, dear Christmas, happy birthday, me too.
This is Paul here. Everything that John said goes for me too, especially the bit about birthday cards and the parcels. Because all our homes and offices got stacks of mail last June.
Ow!
Well, it was my birthday. Anyway, we're all dead pleased by the way you've treated us in 1963. And we'll try to do everything we can to please you with the type of songs we write and record next year. Oh, yeah. Somebody asked us if we still like Jelly Babies. Well, we used to like them. In fact, we loved them. And we said so in one of the papers, you see. Ever since then, we've been getting them in boxes, packets and crates. Anyway, we've gone right off Jelly Babies, you see. But we still like peppermint creams and chocolate drops and Dolly Mitchells and all those sort of things, don't we?
Yes, yes, oh yes.
Well, lots of people asked us what we enjoy best, you see. Concerts and television or recording. We like doing stage shows because, you know, it's great to hear an audience enjoying themselves. But the thing we like best, I think so anyway, is going into the recording studio.
Yeah, lovely. We enjoy that.
Love
very
that,
kindly.
To make new records, which is what we've been doing all day before we started on this special message. Well, what we like to hear most is one of our songs, you know, taking shape in a recording studio, one of the ones what John and I have written. And then listening to the tapes afterwards to hear how it all worked out, you see. Well, I'm running out of my time and people are telling me to stop.
Like, stop, Ringo, stop shouting those animals.
I'll finish now with it. Wishing everyone happy Crimble and a Merry New Year, and especially all the ones who paid the subscription.
Ja, das wird und danke schön und den Grüß von Eben, da den Grüß von Eder schon. Ja, das wird wunderschön, boy.
Danke schön. Ja, Ringo.
Hello, Ringo here. As you know, I was the last member to join the Beatles. I started to play drums in the group 1962. I've been a couple of other groups.
Oh, just wish the people wish merry, happy. Go on for Christmas. Christmas.
Merry Happy New Year, and folks, Happy Christmas, and may everything you wish be granted.
Singers Wenceslas, King Wenceslas.
King Wenceslas.
Where good King Wenceslas last looked down on the feast of Stephen, when the snow was on the ground, deep and crisp and even.
Thank you, Ringo. Thank you, Ringo. We'll phone you. I'm George Harrison. Nobody else has said anything yet about our fan club secretaries, Anne Collingham and Betty, you know, Rose. Not to mention Frida Kelly in Liverpool.
Get out, Frida!
So on behalf of us all, I'd just like to say a great big thank you to Anne, Bettina and Frida for all the hard work they've done. And we just hope you can go on pleasing you for
Keep
a long
screaming.
Time. Because it's your reaction to our records that really matters. And I'd just like to say, brightly was the shone that night, though the winter cruel, when a pork pie came inside, gathering winter cruel.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, when everybody told him,
Mickey the Red-Nosed Negro had a very shiny nose.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, everybody. That's the Beatles' Christmas message from 1963. Got some more chestnuts coming up for you. It's time travel here with you until 8 p.m. Christmas Eve spectacular show. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO Medford.
back to my wife and kids. Help me, Terrence, please. Please. I want to live again. I want to live again. I want to live again. Please, God, let me live again. Hey, George! George! You all right? Hey, what's the matter?
Now get out of here, Berger. I'll hit you again. Get out of here.
What the Sam Hill you yelling for, George?
You...
George. Bert, do you know me?
Know you?
You kidding? I've been looking all over town trying to find you. I saw your car piled into that tree down there, and I thought maybe you... Hey, your mouth's bleeding. Are you sure you're all right?
What you...
My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding! Zuzu's pedals! Zuzu! There they are! Bert! What do you know about that? Merry Christmas!
Well, Merry Christmas!
Here we go, Disco Christmas.
Hey, Rudolph.
Yeah, Mom?
You know, every year it's the same old thing. All work and no play getting these presents together.
You noticed that too, huh?
Damn straight. This year we got a cool with that job.
I'm hip.
Add a little soul to this white Christmas.
I can dig it, Mom.
Get a little fun. Hitch up that sled. We're gonna fly down and have ourselves a disco Christmas.
Disco Christmas. We're gonna hustle around the street on disco Christmas. We'll be down here till you're new. This time we'll do it all right. We're gonna dance until the
Yeah, Rudolph.
I just thought of something.
What's that?
You know, being stuck up here at the North Pole so long.
Yeah.
I never learned how to do the hustle.
Shoo, boy, you can hustle.
Santa.
What now?
Hey, I can't boogie neither.
Shame on you, boy. Hey, Rudolph, you wanna know something?
Yeah.
I can't dance myself. But let's try to work it out in these new platform boots.
Disco Christmas.
Yeah.
And it can't be me.
You want me to stand outside and tease my hoops off again?
Well, you just might scare off all those fine young ladies out there.
You call me ugly?
Is your nose red?
I'm gonna tell all the kids what a jive turkey you are, Santa Claus.
Oh, hold on now.
Tell your mama too.
Wait, I was only kidding. I don't know how you got to be one of my reindeer.
this. Boogie down the chimney, you and me. Disco Christmas. From 1977, it's the Universal Robot Band with Disco Christmas. It's here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. Special Christmas Eve show here for 7 hours. Started at 1 p.m., we're at hour four. Doing requests, and I got some Chuck Brown coming up. We had some Beatles in there. We had some more soul music and some funk. What's next? Oh, how about a little Curtis Blow? Sure. A little Curtis Blow. We love Curtis Blow, don't we? Sure we do.
"Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the
house..."
Hold
it now, wait, hold it. That's played out. Hit it!
Let's go.
"Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. 'Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, knock it through your neighborhood. Gonna read, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rapping about to happen like a knee you were slapping, or a toe you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suited dude with a friendly attitude and a sleigh full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kinda weird, and if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying over here. Well, the hawk was out, snow's on the ground. Folks stayed in to party down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks. And the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player laid down the heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. And the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I could sure appreciate the sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static on the chance that the fans was somebody breaking in. Put the noise on the top with a reindeer top, just a trick, same thing, and I let the sucker in. And I said, holy moly, you got a lot of wishes on your chinny chin chin. He allowed, he was proud of the hairy little crowd on the point of the door where the skin should have been. Gets cool for a fool going out every year for a day on the sleigh when the cold winds blow. So the beer made me weird, but I'll never have a cheer, 'cause it's warm in the storm when it's thin below. I said, yo, God, it's cold tonight, but can you stop for a drop before you go? He said, why not? If the music's hot and our chance to dance beneath the mistletoe. So he went downstairs and forgot his scares, and he rocked the spot and danced like a pro. And every young girl tried to rock his world, but he booked the yogi yogi till he had to go. And before he went, this fine old gent bought a gift with a sip through his big red bag. In the top or the bottom, he reached in and got him toys for the boys, for the girls' glad rag. And the grown-ups got some presents too, a new TV and a stereo, a new Seville by the bluest sky, the best that money couldn't buy, 'cause money could never ever buy the feeling, the one that comes from not concealing, the way you feel about your friends, and this is how the story ends. The dude in red's back at the pole up north where everything is cold, but if he weren't right here tonight, he'd say, Merry Christmas, and to all, a good night.
Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Curtis Blow. Yep. Christmas rapping here on Time Travel from the early 80s. I think it was 79, actually. He was big. That Curtis Blow, one of the first big rappers before Run DMC and all that group came around, the groups came around in the early 80s. Curtis Blow was top notch, and Christmas rapping, big hit there. Been playing a whole bunch, haven't been saying too much, but it is Christmas Eve here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. I am here with you until 8 p.m., And Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm playing all kinds of stuff. I had some Beatles in there. I had some Killers. I got some Charlie Brown coming up. And, of course, I have to play this. One of my favorite TV specials of all time.
Here he comes now, the big hand.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow.
I'm Mr. Icicle. I'm Mr. Ten Below.
Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch turns to snow in my clutch. Ha ha!
I'm too much.
Ha!
I never wanna know a day that's over 40 degrees. I'd rather have a 30, 20, 10, 5, and let it freeze.
He's Mr. White Christmas. He's Mr. Snow.
That's right.
He's Mr.
Too much.
Too much.
Stop by with your hubby sometime and we'll have a blizzard.
Where to now? You heard the man. We've got to see Heat Miser.
I was afraid you'd say that.
On, Glisten.
Much. Thank you. I never want to know a day that's 160 degrees. I'd rather have it 80, 90, 100 degrees. Oh, some like it hot, but I like it really hot.
Fiercely they fought, with ice on his wings, Snoopy knew
please come. Why he didn't shoot, well, we'll never know. Or was it the bells from the village below?
Merry Christmas, everybody. Little Charlie Brown Christmas for you right now. Hello to Eric and Carolyn out in the car, shopping away on this final day before Christmas. It's Christmas Eve with Chris Earle.
Christmas.